Hello everyone, I am Sumrit and this is Sustainable Environment. Welcome to episode 2. As I mentioned in episode 1, our aim is environmental sustainability. We have already discussed the importance of improving the air quality. Today, let us talk about preservation of water resources. All the information given in this podcast are taken from different articles and research papers. Water is an essential nutrient and plays a key role in the human body. We can survive up to several weeks without food, but only a few days without water. Every system in the body, from cell and tissues to vital organs, requires water to function. Did you know, water makes up on average 60% of an adult's body weight, from 31% in bones to 83% in lungs. Water is also in lymph, a fluid that is a part of your immune system, which helps you fight off illness. Water helps keep your temperature normal. You need water to digest your food and get rid of waste. Water is needed for digestive juices, urine, and poop. And you can bet that water is the main ingredient in perspiration, means sweat. When your body doesn't have enough water, that is called being dehydrated. A bad case of dehydration can make you sick. Not only does water fight dehydration, but it is refreshing and has no calories. Long-term dehydration can reduce the joints' shocking absorbing ability, leading to joint pain. Drinking water also keeps the mouth clean. It can also reduce tooth decay. If you don't drink enough water, the skin can become more vulnerable to skin disorders and premature wrinkling. We don't want that, right? Dehydration can affect brain structure and function too. It is also involved in the production of hormones and neurotransmitters. Prolonged dehydration can lead to the problems with thinking and reasoning. Dehydration can lead to digestive problems, constipation, and overly acidic stomach. This increases the risk of heartburn and stomach ulcers. When you are dehydrated, airways are restricted by the body in an effort to minimize water loss. This can make asthma and allergies worse. The kidneys regulate fluid in the body. Insufficient water can lead to kidney stones and other problems. Obesity is one big problem that we face today. Water also helps with weight loss. So we need water to lead a healthy life, right? Now let us see how water is important in other way. For what are the other purposes we use water? We cannot imagine Earth without water. The soil with no water in it and nothing growing on it would be lifeless, dead, collapsed into dust, sand, clay, or rock. Water is essential constituent of healthy, productive soils. It serves to bind and secure physical particulates in soil structure and is a medium by which natural chemicals and essential trace element nutrients are transported to plants. Without water, plants cannot grow, and all plants need at least some water to survive. Many agricultural plants are highly water dependent. Water is one of the five critical soil components. Water enters soil through precipitation, or it is drawn up from deposits in underlying layers of rock or subsoil. As water moves, it facilitates the transportation of the microorganisms and dissolved chemical nutrient such as nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, and carbon, which are essential root development and plant growth. The importance of water cannot be overstated. In addition to sustaining all life on Earth, soil water provides a pool of dissolved nutrients that are readily available for plant uptake. Water is constantly cycling through the atmosphere also. Water evaporates from the Earth's surface and rises on warm updrafts into the atmosphere. It condenses into clouds, is blown by the wind, and then falls back to the earth as rain or snow. Everyone knows this process, right? Yes, water cycle. This cycle is one important way that heat and energy are transferred from the surface of the earth to the atmosphere and transported from one place to another on our planet. Water vapor is also the most important greenhouse gas in the atmosphere. Heat radiates from Earth's surface is absorbed by water vapor molecules, in turn radiate in all directions. Some of the heat returns to the Earth's surface. Thus, water vapor is a second source of warmth at the Earth's surface. First source, of course, is sunlight. Water is very important for household activities too. Let us see the different uses of water in our life. Domestic use includes water that is used in home every day, including drinking, food preparation, bathing, washing clothes and dishes, flushing toilets, and watering lawns and gardens. To understand how much we need water and how much we use water, just think about a day without water. That would be our worst dream, right? Industrial water use is a valuable resource to the nation's industries for such purposes as processing, cleaning, transportation, dilution, and cooling in manufacturing facilities. Major water using industries are steel, chemical, paper, and petroleum refining. Livestock water use includes water for stock animals, feed loads, dairies, fish farms, and other non-farm needs. Water is needed for the production of red meat, poultry, eggs, milk, and wool, and for horses, rabbits, and pets. Mining water use includes water for the extraction of naturally occurring minerals, solids such as coal and ores, liquids such as crude petroleum, and gases such as natural gas. This category includes quarrying, mining, and other operations as part of mining activity. Thermoelectric power water use is the amount of water used in the production of electric power generated with heat. The source of the heat may be from fossil fuels, nuclear fission, or geothermal. Now, irrigation water use. We already discussed how important the water is for plants. Irrigation water use is water artificially applied to farm, orchard, pasture, and horticultural crops. In short, in our life, for anything and everything, we need water. Water is that much important. We all know that still water gets polluted. That is the sad part. Water pollution is the other problem that we face today. Water pollution can be defined in several ways. Water pollution occurs when other materials are released, degrading the quality of water for other users. Water pollution includes all of the waste materials that cannot be naturally broken down by water, above and beyond its capacity to break it down. Pollution is certain circumstances can be caused by nature itself, such as when water flows through soils with high acidities, but more often human actions are responsible for the pollutants that enters the water. Now, let us see how the pollution happens. Where is all of this pollution coming from? Speaking of sources of water pollution, it can be classified into two: point sources and non-point sources. What are point sources? Point sources includes factories, wastewater treatment facilities, septic system, and other sources that are clearly discharging pollutants into the water sources. Now, non-point sources are more difficult to identify because it includes runoff, including sediment, fertilizer, chemicals, and animal wastes from farms, fields, construction sites, and mines. It cannot be traced back to a particular location. Landfills can also be a non-point source of pollution. Now let us look into each source of water pollution in detail. Domestic sewage is the primary source of pathogens, disease-causing microorganisms, and perishable organic substances. Because Pathogens are excreted in feces, all sewage from cities and town is likely to contain pathogens of some type. It is a direct threat to public health. Petrifiable organic matter presents a different sort of threat to water quality. As organics are decomposed naturally in the sewage by bacteria and other microorganisms, the dissolved oxygen content of the water is depleted. This endangers the quality of lakes and streams where high levels of oxygen are required for fish and other aquatic organisms to survive. Even though sewage treatment process reduces the levels of pathogens and organic in wastewater, but they do not eliminate them completely. Mining industry is an important generator of pollutants emitted in water. Mining wastewater represents one of the most grave environmental problems created by exploitation and valorizing ores. The responsible is the sulfides, oxidation and acid drainage. After the sulfides alteration, mining wastewater becomes very acid and very low pH, and resulted sulfates are solubilized and destroyed. So the acid water with high heavy metal content could reach natural rivers and pollute it. There are four main types of mining impact on water quality: acid mine drainage, heavy metal contamination and leaching, processing chemical pollution, and erosion and sedimentation. Among all sorts of activities that pollute the ocean, dumping of the garbage and other waste materials stand first in the list. Dumping involves depositing all the waste materials from factories and industries, tankers and ships and sewage waste materials into the oceans and seas. This trash poses danger to both human and animals. Fish become tangled and injured into the debris, and some animals mistake items like plastic bags for food and eat them. Small organisms feed on tiny bits of broken down plastic called microplastic and absorb the chemical from plastic into their tissues. When small organisms that consume microplastics are eaten by larger animals, the toxic chemicals then become part of their tissues. In this way, the microplastic pollution migrates up the food chain, eventually becoming part of the food that humans eat. That is scary, right? Accidental oil leakage can also cause water pollution. It is a huge threat to marine life. When a large amount of oil spills into the sea and does not dissolve in water, it causes problems for local marine wildlife, including fish, birds, and sea otters. Chemical fertilizers and pesticides are used by farmers to protect crops from insect and bacteria. They are useful in plant growth. However, When these chemicals are mixed up with water, they produce harmful pollutants for plants and animals. Also, when it rains, the chemical mix up with the rainwater and flow down into the rivers and canals, which causes serious damage for aquatic animals. Of course, water is polluted. Global warming can also lead to the water pollution. An increase in the Earth's temperature results in global warming due to the greenhouse effect. It increases water temperature and results in the death of aquatic animals and marine species, which later results into the water pollution. Nuclear waste is also one of the causes of water pollution. Nuclear waste is produced from industrial, medical, and scientific processes that use radioactive materials. Since 1952, low levels of radioactive waste have been discharged into the Irish Sea, the English Channel, and the Arctic Ocean. What long-term effects might this have on marine environments? Certainly, radiation can enter the food chain through the plankton and kelp and then go on to contaminate fish. Even though 71% of the Earth's surface is water covered, it is getting polluted. We have seen that how important the water is for us and how it is getting polluted. Now let us come to the ultimate and important question. How will we stop it? What are the solutions? Well, there are many ways we can preserve the water. Now let's look into the solutions. Only less than 3% of Earth's water is fresh water, which is suitable for human consumption. We need fresh water to survive. But 70% of the fresh water is locked deep into the ground. It makes only 0.3% of fresh water is available for our use. So best thing we can do is stop wasting it. As an individual, let us start from our home. Don't use the toilets as ashtray or waste basket. Every time you flush a cigarette or a tissue, you are wasting gallons of water. So put the waste in the dustbin, not in toilets. Consider a high efficiency washing machine for your clothes. The most efficient washing use as little as 7 gallons per lot. A high efficiency washer should easily pay for itself over its lifetime in water saving. Take shorter showers. One way to cut down water use is to turn off the shower after soaping up, then turn it back on to rinse. A 4-minute shower uses approximately 20 to 40 gallons of water. Turn off the water after you wet your toothbrush. There is no need to keep the water running while brushing your teeth. When you are washing dishes by hand, don't leave the water running for rinsing. A small drip of water from a pipe can waste 20 gallons of water per day. So check your pipes for leaks. So you can always reuse waste water where it is possible. Solution for marine pollution includes preservation and cleanup. Changing society's approach to plastic use will be a long and economically challenging process. But biodegradable plastics are great options, which will dissolve in water and does not pollute it. There are many ways to reduce waste in industrial settings. Waste minimization includes any source reduction and recycling activity undertaken by a waste generator. These activities result in a reduction of waste produced or reduction in the toxicity of the waste. What can be done about water pollution in the mining industry? We can recycle the water process to ensure new water usage is decreased. Diverting runoff water will prevent contamination of nearby water sources. Implementing a constant water management system both during and after all mining efforts on the site will also help to preserve water. So see, there are a lot of solutions. So from today, let us think seriously about the preservation of our water. There is an old saying, don't spit in the well. You may need to drink from it. So water is life. Take care of it. Thank you.